أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير. We are in this first ayat of the next chapter, in which there is encouragement that a person must do good deeds towards the end of his life. That is, as we are approaching going to Allah Ta'ala, the Akhirah, our good deeds must increase all the time. And in this ayat, as we had explained, there are various views when this should start. The reality of the matter is, it is never too early to start. As we see many times, the small boys are yet 5, 6, 8, 10 years old, and they have started their regular with their Fajr namaz. And there are many other people who are 60, 70 who don't get up for Fajr also. And it is never too late to start also. Whenever Allah and a person should have this concern, and he should keep company with such people and be in such engagements, environments where he's encouraged for the Akhirat, which is the reality. To work for this dunya, it is foolish. It is a fool's paradise. There is nothing in this dunya. And just to be lazy and wasting one's time, that is worse than being an animal also. So a person should be try and work for the Akhirat and start as soon as possible. In one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. What has the time not yet come for لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for the believers, that they have the khashiyat, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and they surrender themselves to Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have completed your work, then make the engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And in nasab is that ibadat in which you feel tired. Not just a little bit light that you don't even feel anything. But so much ibadat a person must make that he feels tired after having made that ibadat. So much he must engage in ibadat. So in this ayat where Allah Ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ, that did we not grant you a sufficient age? Did we not make you so old enough? مَا لَمْ يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ. In that so much age in your life, so that lessons could have been learned. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And by those who wish to take a lesson. And the Nadir has come to you already. With regard to that, explanation is given. قال ابن عباس والمحققون. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas والمحققون, the people who have got great authority and great insight. They say the meaning of this is, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ, that have we not given you that age? And what is that? سِتِّينَ سَنَى. 60 years. When you reach 60, you have got no excuse whatsoever. You have seen life and you should have realized clearly this dunya is nothing. وَيُؤَيِّدُهُ الْحَدِيثَ الَّذِي سَنَذْكُرُهُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And this is also supported by a hadith which will come later. وَقِيلَ, and another view is, مَعْنَاهُ ثَمَانِيَ أَشَرَةَ سَنَةً. 18 years. That age by which you should take a lesson is the age of 18. That is when a person becomes not only physically matured, but when his beard starts coming out. Normally a boy will mature by the age of 15. And by the age of 18, normally the beard starts coming out. So this is a warning from Allah. Now you are already going to old age. Now your time of playing is over. Your time of being unmindful is and being indifferent is over. Now take a lesson when you have reached 18 years. وَقِيلَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. And one view is by the age of 40. When a person has reached, Allah Ta'ala in another ayat also says, encourages about the age of 40. By then you should take a lesson. قَالُوا وَالْحَسَنْ وَالْقَلْبِ وَمَسْرُوقٍ. ونقل عن ابن عباس رضي الله أيضا ونقلوا أن أهل المدينة كانوا إذا بلغ أحدهم 40 سنة تفرغ للعبادة. And it is also narrated that the people of Medina Sharif, in the days of the piety of Medina Sharif, whenever any person used to reach the age of 40, then he should become completely free now for Allah's ibadat. It is said they used to wrap up their bathing. They didn't have beds in any case even before. They just slept on the floor. And by the age of 40, they wrapped up the bathing. The time of sleeping is gone now. Now is the time to prepare for akhirat. So whenever it is, from we see many instances of small children. They also, from the small age, before they became baligh, they were so much engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And otherwise, the age of 18, otherwise the age of 40, and by the age of 60, a person should then not be at all be unmindful. And this is doesn't just fall from the sky. We all have to make effort, create such an environment that people turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And as early as possible, they turn to Allah Ta'ala. And at least when they reach 60, then nobody is left unmindful. We all should be preparing. And also it is said, وَقِيلَ وَالْبُلُوغُ. It is the age of maturity, that is 15. Now your childhood is gone, you are matured now, you are a man now. So now turn to Allah Ta'ala and engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala much more. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And in this ayat where it has come, that a warner has come to you. What is the meaning of the warner? The issue of warnings has come to you. قَالَ إِبْنُ عَبَّاسُ وَالْجَمْهُورُ وَالنَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The warner is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He has come to you and he has warned you that this world is just a fake. It is just a dream. It is no reality. The real life is akhirah. And Allah has given us this very valuable life. Such great things Allah has given us. If we just think our eyes, what a great ni'mat. All the optometrists of the world can get together and try and explain about the eyes. They cannot. They can reach a certain level and they say, we don't know more than this. We don't know about the brain, much less. People know the least about the brain, about the heart, about the lungs, and how many organs in the body, how many joints in the body, all our meat, our skin in the body, everything. These are such great ni'mat. Then our time that Allah has given us, and then the oxygen, the water Allah has given us, all the food that we eat, the various types. All that Allah has given it for a purpose, not to waste it like animals. Animals just get up, eat in the day, go and sleep at night. No purpose in life. Unfortunately, that is the case of the kuffar also. And very sadly, by and large, we as the Muslims also, we just following like the kuffar. We're not thinking that we have got a purpose in life. And we are not working towards that purpose. So the Allah's Rasul has come. وَقِيلَ أَشَّيُّهُ. And it is said that the warner has come to you. It is old age. When old age comes. And old age normally is referred to by the age of 40. Now you start waning and going down. In fact, from the age till about 15, you reach your height. From the age of 18 already, you start going down now. And by the age of 40, a person has gone down quite a bit. And there is nothing left really of a person by the age of 60. And it is very unfair that we use the prime of our lives for our lust and our desires for dunya. And old age, which is like now the leftovers, the things that don't have value, now we give that to Allah Ta'ala. When Allah gave us the best of everything, and now we give Him, so to say, the worst of our life. When we are not fit for anything now, when we have reached 60, we forget so much, we are so old, we can't stand up properly, we can't walk straight. Now at that age, that we want to give to Allah. We should give Allah the prime of our life. So a person should not delay, he should turn to Allah Ta'ala. وقال إكرمة إكرمة وابن عيينة وغيرهما والله عالم. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we try as soon as possible and make our journey towards the Akhirat, make the Akhirat our object of life. And as we go, our dunya's necessities must become less and less all the time. And our attention to dunya must become less, and our attention to Akhirat must increase all the time. And our journey to Allah Ta'ala, to find Allah, and then to meet with Allah Ta'ala, to have Allah in our heart, to at least in namaz. But today in namaz also we don't have Allah in our heart. Allah should be in our hearts all the time. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Nisbat usi ko kehte hai. Nisbat usi ko kehte hai. Connection with Allah, what is that? Ki unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. That you can never free your thoughts from Allah. Even if you try and take out Allah from your thoughts, that you can't. Because Allah is so overwhelming. Allah is so present. Allah's favors are so great. Allah's qudrat is so great. Allah's knowledge is so great that a person at any time, and therefore it is when we come out of the toilet, the dua is first, Ghufranak. Ghufranak, according to the Arabic language, is like when a person was caught red-handed doing a guna. And please forgive me, Ghufranak. So what was the guna a person went and make in the toilet? He didn't go there to commit a guna. What is he asking forgiveness? That he was not permitted to think of Allah. That is, he was not permitted to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And he feels so guilty about that. That his life is all the time in the dhikr of Allah, and the time he spent in the toilet and he couldn't make Allah dhikr. As soon as he comes out, oh Allah, please forgive me, please forgive me. That so much of connection with Allah should be. But unfortunately, even the prime of the ummah, in our namaz also we don't think of Allah. Then where the rest of our lives? And we pride ourselves as being ulama, as being mashayikh, as we guiding other people, but we ourselves, we are still very, very far. We have to work a long way to find this. May Allah Ta'ala give us this reality to consciously, effectively, practically make our Akhirat our object and goal of life. And at this dunya, we cut it out. Also, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. The beauty of the Islam of a person is when he gives up la yani, that things which don't benefit him in deen or dunya. The things of guna are out of the question, that is not referred to yet. Those things which are permissible, but there is no benefit in them. That also, when he wants the beauty of Islam to come out, and as a person progresses, the beauty of Islam must shine more in his life all the time. And the way to do that is to make tark, to give up la yani. A person should think in my 24 hours, all the things, what I'm doing which are unnecessary. My clothing, what are all unnecessary and extra things. If today forget the woman's wardrobes, our man's wardrobes, the amount of pairs of shoes we have got, the amount of extra clothes we have got, all that is in la yani. We don't need all that extra. If we think of in our house, how many things are la yani, which are permissible. If a person wants the beauty of Islam, then even in his house, all the extra, the comfort, the luxuries, and afterwards even the comfort, you should try and live to the bare necessity. There are those buzurg even today, that they've given away their clothes also. And they borrow it from whom they gave it, that as long as we live, we'll borrow it from you and wear it. There are those women who gave the last piece of their jewelry away, and they make do with three or four pairs of clothes, and some even less than that. So this is the how a person should progress, but this is not in our minds at all. Today when we leave, what big estates and assets we leave. And there, for the ordinary person is a different story. But even for the righteous and pious, We leave so much of the dunya behind. Whereas, and of dunya deen, hardly any mention is made. Even if we make a will, we don't mention anything about deen. Our first advisors in our will must be, we encourage that we remain firm on the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That our five times namaz we are firm. Those are the things. Then afterwards the dunya's things can follow also. But first must be about deen. Allah make this become a reality in our lives. وآخر دعوانا